Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He's helping me build a pickleball court. And when it comes to watching games, Dallas Cowboys and football, all his favorite sport. It's producer Eddie.
Yay. Guys, I got an interesting follow on Instagram. I saw it come up and I was like, whoa, check mark. Cool. Someone famous. And then I look at the name. I'm like, there's no way this guy's dead. I thought it was Roy Orbison. You know Roy Orbison?
Yeah.
It's Roy Orbison's son.
He's followed me and unfollowed me a bunch of times.
Oh, really?
Which I think people do that so they can be seen to be following you. But I don't know what he does.
Yeah,
is he
famous?
I don't know. His dad was, though.
His dad was super famous. But then it saw that he's like an author. And I'm thinking, man, you can get him on the Bobbycast and him tell all stories about his dad. I think it'd be pretty cool.
I wonder what he does.
I don't know. I think he lives in town, though. And Amy, he follows you, too.
Okay.
I think he probably follows all of us. I don't know if he's a fan or if he's trying to, like, get something.
I don't know, man.
But you freaked out because Roy Orbison's
I love Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison, to me, had the best voice in rock and roll of that time.
I liked his glasses.
Yeah, his glasses
and
his
haircut.
Cool.
That's a pretty good one. He also, what else did he sing?
Only the lonely.
Yeah. That was a good one. All right, well.
I don't know. Hey, let me know. I can DM him if you want
I'm
him
good.
On the show.
I think okay. I'm good, though. Okay. I appreciate that. When it comes to soccer, he's a big fan, and you can ask him about his childhood. He'll tell you Palmer Lane in Austin, Texas is where it all began. Here's Lunchbox.
Yeah, I saw a clip of a lady getting dragged off an airplane, and it looks like sounds like she's having an absolute meltdown. Okay. And so I was just wondering, you know, when your last meltdown was.
Do you have a clip?
I will walk out on my own. You don't need to. Okay, then walk out. Why are you doing that?
Then walk out.
Then let me do that. Why are you acting like I'm a rascal? Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
You're hurting me, Sheriff.
Oh, man. That's like Wicked Witch of the West. Like, I'm melting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are we comparing our meltdown to that?
No, okay. But when he just says meltdown, Amy.
I mean, close.
when would you say the last meltdown?
The thing I'm thinking right now is it's really good that I can't recall.
Oh, because you melt down a lot, and it's good that you don't have an instant
one. I don't have a recent one, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. What's recent in your mind mean?
Like, I can't even think of one, so that's, like, great. Because, okay. I've shared some of the other ones. I feel like sometimes I've talked about how I've screamed and gone to my closet and had, like, meltdowns and whatnot. But it's been so long.
Good for you.
It's great.
Eddie, do you have any... Any breaking stuff?
I mean, no, I did break a broom once. That was a big deal. And then one time I squished my hamburger because I was so mad.
Like you slammed it?
Yeah, like I was trying to eat and the kids were making me mad or something. I just grabbed my burger and like, squished it. It was awesome, dude.
You didn't throw it at them, you just squished it.
No, I just squished it. And then I was like, great, I can't eat my hamburger anymore.
I had a minor meltdown.
Over?
Last week. But I made a mistake. So I had hurt my shoulder pretty bad, which I mentioned yesterday. I got a couple minor tears in it. And so I didn't know at the time. And so I have these ibuprofen, like extra strength ibuprofen at the house. And so my doctor said, take one. But they're like prescription ibuprofen.
Nice.
It's like you take two Advils.
Okay.
It's literally the same thing. It's like 800 milligrams.
I think they're a little better than that.
Hey,
it's,
man.
No. It's literally 800 milligrams. And if you take like three Advil, it's the same exact thing.
Right.
Because I was like, hey, what if I'm out? And he goes, just take three Advil.
Okay.
And so, but I go and it's nighttime. And I go and I take one of these ibuprofen because my shoulder's just throbbing so bad. And I wake up and I'm feeling so weird because of it. It turns out, the last time I had to go to the dentist for a broken tooth, in case my tooth hurt, my doctor had given me one of those hydrocodone pills, also big, thick, and white. When I took the pill, I took it in the dark. So I took the hydrocodone pill, not really. I don't even like to take that stuff. It makes me feel good. And so I wake up and I'm like, oh, my shoulder's hurting so bad. And I look at my arm, I'm like, my arm's never going to feel good again. She's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, it just hurts. I took ibuprofen and now I feel funny. And she's like, well, are you sure that's what you... And I went and looked, and I was like, no, I took hydrocodone! And the whole day I was messed up.
So did you break something? Did you squeeze a...
That's your meltdown?
My meltdown. Me going, oh, I'm never going to work again!
Nah, come on, man. That's preschool.
I was just saying what came to my mind.
That's nothing.
I took the wrong medicine.
Yeah, did you scream, squish something, or throw something,
did
or
jump
break
in
something?
The pool?
No,
yeah.
No, but oh. I said, my arm's never going to work again!
The pool would be, did you walk into your pool with all of your clothes on?
I didn't do any of that. I know you did that at one point, but no, I didn't do that. Okay,
that was so
Lunchbox, low. You have any meltdowns?
Yeah, co-ed soccer last week. We were down 1-0, and Charlie had the ball in the box, and the goalie took him out. And the ref called a penalty, but he said it was an indirect kick. And I'm like, no, if he took him out, it has to be a penalty kick.
Classic.
And I said, if you're going to be out here and not make the right call, why don't you just stay the blank home?
Whoa.
I got a yellow card.
Well, also, it's like when he was fighting about the Connect Four or whatever and melted down over there.
We don't need to bring that up.
Anytime he gets into any competition. Oh, he's melting right now. He's melting.
Did I melt down over Connect Four or did someone else melt down over Connect Four?
Well, you did because you got all mean and yelly.
I'm pretty sure I won and someone else melted down.
Did I melt down?
No.
Okay.
Were you telling him he's melting right now?
Well, I just think that we need to move on.
Okay, moving on. She sits to the left of me on this show, and if you want to listen to her Four Things podcast, the iHeartRadio app is where you should go. It's Amy!
Yeah.
So I guess it was a week or two ago. I don't even know. You said some story about, like, you should compliment people's butts or pat them on the butt.
What the story was is you shouldn't compliment people's at work physical appearance. And we were like, well, that's weird because I would like it. Like, if I come in and my hair looks good, or if, like, I've been working out and you're like, hey, man, look strong. And then the thing was, who do you say, yeah, your butt looks good too? It was like, there's a level of person you can say that to. Like, your girlfriend, you can't do that at work with somebody. Hmm. But that's what it was. We're talking about levels.
Okay. Well, I couldn't remember the root of it. I just know that I'm in the hall and Eddie walks by and he was like, your butt looks good. And I'm like, what? He had like joking from that article.
Yeah.
But it's like when there's been that much time.
How did it feel?
Weird. Okay. I'm like, Eddie,
As soon as I said it, I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. That's stupid.
were doing it to test out the article?
What I remember was Lunchbox did a fun fact where it said 1 in 3 women like to be complimented on their butt.
That's probably what started the whole thing.
Right. Oh. I was like, so my whole plan was like, I'm going to do Amy, and then I'm going to go to Morgan, and then I'm going to go to Abby to see, test it. But once I did Amy's, I'm like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Like, I'm done.
What did you say to that?
Wow.
I mean, he just kept walking, and I'm like, okay. Like, in my mind, if it had been the same day, then okay, we all are aware what's happening.
But if you're aware, the test isn't accurate.
Right. That's where my mind was.
Yeah. Okay.
But dude, I'm glad you didn't roll on to level 2 and 3. Yeah.
I'm done with this.
It finally clicked on me. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I think he's just testing out whatever it is that we talked about with complimenting butts at work, but still.
You shouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
What are the test results? What do they say?
Well, Amy didn't like it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Just generally, though, like, what do you think about doing it now?
No, don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay. Good job. All right, Ray, you're up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's on the injured reserve list. Hopefully he gets better. He's going to get pissed. Bobby Bones.
Oh, dang.
Easy.
Wow.
So, quick recap. month or so ago. We're signing basketballs. These Too Much Access basketballs we're doing to mail them out to listeners. There was a ball signed by Larry Bird in the same near the bunch. Eddie signs the Larry Bird ball by accident.
Oh, boy.
We still have the ball. It's Larry Bird and Eddie, and pretty tragic. So I know from just the only part I know about the story, Morgan, is somebody had reached out, like a listener had reached out.
Yeah, because her uncle worked with the Celtics, which I guess like Larry Bird used to play for them or something. I don't know much
about it.
That's
correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so her uncle used to work for the Celtics, so she had reached out to contact she knows through him. Well, she got through to a bunch of different people, and she has a signed Larry Bird basketball coming to you, Bobby.
Wow.
When? How do I have to pay for it?
No, she just did it because she wanted you to have it. And
that's
so,
very nice, if true.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm off the hook now.
Yeah, kind of. It's still a dumb thing to do.
Hey, do not let me near that ball.
So, she's just going to be that nice and just send me a Larry Bird basketball?
Yep, so she said there's two options. She'll be at the iHeart Country Festival, so she can bring it there, or she can send it to the studio. Either one is an option.
Probably just send it.
Yeah, that's risky to take it to a festival.
Yeah, because then Jelly Roll will sign an accident. You know? That's very nice. I will wait for it to pour out the emotion that I will have. Do you know if it's like to Bobby?
I mean, as far as I know, it's just signed. Mm-hmm. But she said it was for you.
Yeah, I like
when
it.
She sent the email, it's picky. For Bobby Bones.
Maybe Eddie, you write to Bobby on it.
No. I'm not touching that basketball.
Well, that is good news.
That's
right?
So thoughtful.
That is very thoughtful.
Maybe Abby or somehow we could, this isn't hard, you could send like a prepaid shipping label so she's not having to pay for the shipping.
I know. I mean, let her send them all.
Really,
let her do what she's going
to
do.
Just let her send them all. Not to send it here. I'll thank her. I'll be sure to thank her.
Okay.
Once it comes.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
That's nice of you to track that as well. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. For the past 6 months, I've been using my neighbor's Wi-Fi. They shared the password with me when I went to their house once. I still have it.
That's awesome.
It's just, I don't know that it's awesome. It's funny. They haven't seemed to notice. It has saved me a lot of money. Last week, they mentioned in passing that their internet speeds have been really slow. Should I fess up? Should I offer to chip in on the bill or just keep quiet? Is it really stealing if they gave me the password signed Wi-Fi freeloader? First of all, they gave you the password for in their home.
Right.
So they didn't give it like to run wild and do an extender. They gave it, you were at their house. Hey, what's the password? Here it is. Bada bing, bada boom, you're on the internet. Okay. Number two, no, you should not chip in. Because that's weird. You should just not use it.
Chip in?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I've been stealing your Wi-Fi for the last 6 months.
Here's some money.
Can I throw in a couple bucks? No. Your two options are, and one's honest and one's dishonest, but your real two options are keep using it or get your own. The chipping in is odd because you're going, I've been stealing your Wi-Fi for 6 months. Unless you want to create a story of, hey, I'm getting your Wi-Fi sometimes to pop up. Nah, I don't even do that.
Oh, man.
Because that's like, you can put yourself at risk.
Get your own.
Yeah, get your own.
Here's the deal. It's so expensive.
No, I hear
you. It really
you.
Is.
I hear you. But that's up to you. They're paying that.
Yeah. But they're paying it for themselves too, you know? Like,
but again, it's slowing. They're paying for something and not getting all they're paying for because Wi-Fi freeloader's jacking it.
Freeloader.
Your two options are keep stealing it or stop using it and get your own. Those are your only two options. My personal preference would be to get your own.
Oh.
Man, the problem would be if the neighbor came over and their Wi-Fi popped up, like,
it would pop up anyway.
Yeah.
They would never know.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys, you understand?
Never know. You just
they
use
will
it.
Never find out.
They'll That's call not out. The point. What if you can murder all you want, but they can never find out?
Well, you just went from borrowing Wi-Fi to murder.
No, but I'm just using this analogy that it's okay to do something wrong if they never find out.
Like right.
That was his presentation.
Let me think about that.
Here's your answer.
You're hit list.
You need to pay for your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Grow up.
You got a little buffer here. You got a couple months to save up. You got free Wi-Fi for a couple months until you save up and get your own. You need to get your own Wi-Fi. And don't let them near your computer because they'll see that it automatically connects to their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's trouble. Get your own Wi-Fi. You're also putting yourself at risk if you're on their Wi-Fi and they know how to get into their Wi-Fi and see who's been on it, what they're looking at, and look at what's been looked at because they can look at your passwords and stuff like that.
Do you think that they have an idea that he may be stealing the Wi-Fi? Because why would they bring up that they have slow Wi-Fi?
Because you could be over at their house and like, hey, if you're getting on, sometimes it's really slow. Like if people come to my house, I'm like, here's the password. Sometimes down at the studio, it doesn't connect as fast. That's just stuff you bring up.
Okay.
At least if you're me, nerdy. Get your own Wi-Fi, brah.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
In Nashville, the Times Square of Nashville is called Broadway. Not the singing street in New York, but Broadway is where all the country bars are. Lights, drunk people, urine in the sidewalks and street. It is crazy.
Yeah,
on Broadway.
That's accurate.
If you live here, you don't really go to Broadway unless you work over there. It's kind of like the Strip in Vegas. Unless you work there, you really don't go unless friends are in town.
Yeah, I was going to say, friends are in town.
So Lunchbox still likes Broadway. It's kind of still one of his things. So he went down and he went up to random strangers who look like country stars and just ambushed them asking for a picture.
Like I'm a big fan.
Right.
And this, celebrity sightings.
This first guy, he looks kind of like Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, he's Kenny Chesney.
He's taller than Lunchbox. He also looks like a dad.
How old is he?
I don't know. I'm looking at a picture of him. It's not Kenny Chesney. But Lunchbox even knows it's not Kenny Chesney. But he makes the guy think that he thinks he's Kenny Chesney. Here you go.
I don't mean to bother you, Mr. Chesney, but can I get a picture real quick? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, take a picture. No, no, I just want a picture so I can show my friend. There's, no one is going to believe me. I met Kenny freaking Chesney.
He's not nearly as tall as me.
That is so cool, man. Hey, it's really nice to meet you. I really love your music. Thank you so much.
Come on out tonight. We'll be playing.
Hey, thank you, man. Have a great day.
He just played along.
I love
the boys
that.
Were there. That's At great. First, he said, well, he's not as tall. And then he was just like, yeah, come on out. Watch me play tonight. All right, next up is Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy Lawrence? Dude, this is so cool, man.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Man. So you playing down here? Or what are you doing, Tracy?
I'm just, you know, chilling. Oh, stand below the radar.
Can I get a picture? I mean, I won't.
Yeah.
Please.
No, I usually charge, you know, like $100, and I don't want to do that. Please.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I won't. Hey, can I get a Tracy? Can I please get a picture?
No, a handshake is the best I can do.
Why can't I? Tracy, come on. I've been a fan for years.
I'm shy. I'm too shy.
Tracy, please.
No, you'll put it on the internet, and then, you know, everybody.
No, I won't. I promise I won't put it on the internet until next week.
Oh, wow.
No picture was taken.
Interesting. And he walked off.
But he did give you the good celebrity handshake.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can get is a handshake.
But he never said he wasn't him. The quickest way to get rid of him was to go, I'm not Tracy Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Was it really Tracy Lawrence?
No.
No, it wasn't Tracy Lawrence.
I don't think he talks like
that's
that.
That's not Tracy Lawrence. By the way, Tracy Lawrence, and you pay me in Birmingham, or time marches on. Lunchbox saw Lainey Wilson.
Oh, cool.
Big star Lainey Wilson on Broadway.
Excuse me, Lainey, Miss Wilson, can I get a picture? Like, I'm a huge fan. Can I please get a picture? No, please. I don't mean to interrupt your time with friends. I just want a picture real quick. Please?
We're heading to a lunch
restaurant. I know, but I just want to take a picture.
No, thank you.
I'm not going to listen to your music anymore, Lainey.
Wow.
Why don't people just say, I'm not Lainey Wilson?
Right.
They I'm just not go Tracy with it. Lawrence.
Is well, anybody else like just thrown by Lunchbox not being like, I feel like it'd be like, Lainey, what up, Lainey, I'm the biggest fan. But he's like, excuse me, Mrs. Wilson.
No.
Lainey, Mrs.
The guy
Wilson.
Has manners, you know?
I tell them what? That I don't want to draw too much attention. Yeah. Just a real quick picture.
Respectful.
Yeah, respectful.
Why don't you do that in real life, though? Because when you see real celebrities, you scream at them.
Because the real people, I freak out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so you can't control that.
Right. This is just like, they're not real people, like, or they're not real celebrities, so it's just kind of funny. And what's great is right after Lainey walked by, some guy go, was that really Lainey Wilson? I was like, yeah. He goes, I always thought she was one of the nice ones.
So now Lainey has a bad reputation with
celebrities.
Hey, the winner of our fake celebrity, nicest celebrity contest, Kenny Chesney.
Kenny! Yay!
Nice job, Kenny.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Stephen Park, he is renovating a really, really old home to turn it into a coffee shop. And in one of the walls, he found a note that was written by a 10-year-old boy. He put it there in 1932.
That would mean he was born in 1922. That would mean he would be how old?
No, I can't figure that out.
Dead is your answer.
Well, the thing is, he did pass away during World War II at 23 years old. So he was in Italy. He died. Well, Stephen Park, the guy that came across the note, he's also a social studies teacher, and he loves history and learning. He's like, I can't just let this note go. I got to find family members or maybe this person, whomever. This kid's 100-year-old sister now is still alive. He reached out to her, and she came to the house. She lives just a few hours away. It's a childhood home that she grew up in. She ended up with her daughter and her granddaughter going to the house.
She's 100 and alive?
She's 100.
Because he'd have been like 102.
Okay.
That would have been the answer, if I remember the numbers correctly. Yeah.
And she said just being able to spend time in her childhood home and then to have this note that her brother hid there when they were kids, she has a lot of fond memories. But, I mean, obviously, she hasn't seen him since 1945.
That's some cool memorabilia. I'd put that on my eBay.
Ooh,
yeah. You'd buy that?
Yeah.
What did the note say? Did it say it at all?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It said, Robert Barron moved into the house when 9 months old, fall 1922. Place note here, September 6, 1932.
Watch out for Hitler. It gave him, like, notes in the future. Don't trust little guys with little mustaches.
Oh, yeah.
Buy Apple stock. Okay, cool. That is a good story. The fact the note survived, like, what was it in?
Yeah.
In the wall. He stuck it.
I know, but it's not just going to survive a piece of paper for 100 years.
If it's not exposed to any elements, I believe so.
I don't know about that. Had to be in some kind of, like, folder or something, or plastic. Anyway, good story.
Oh, you want to know the 100-year-old's name?
Bertha.
Dorothy.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm going to play you a real 911 call, the beginning of it, and then I'll give you the options. You tell me why they called 911.
Okay.
Here we go. Why did this kid call 911?
911 emergency.
Hi.
Okay. It's a young kid. Here are your options.
Got nothing there.
He thought it was McDonald's and wanted a Happy Meal.
Ooh.
He saw someone call 911 in a movie and wanted to try it for himself. Or C, he wanted to call the cops on his parents for taking away his tablet.
Oh, my.
Yeah, can you give me a little more of that?
911 emergency.
Hi.
Why did that kid call 911?
My man for the win.
All right, Amy?
Yeah, he's very happy. I feel like he just wants a little McDonald's.
Okay. Eddie?
Yeah, he doesn't sound upset. I'm going with McDonald's Happy Meal.
Lunchbox?
Happy kid, happy meal.
All right, here we go.
Is this McDonald's?
McDonald's? No, this is the Mesa Police Department. Do you have an emergency?
Can I get one with Happy Meal?
A Happy Meal? Hello, are you there?
He thought it was a McDonald's Happy Meal. Good job on the context clues of his happiness in the call. All right, why is this woman calling 911?
911, do you need police, fire, or the paramedics?
I need a police officer because...
Okay, now, what do you hear in that clip?
Fear.
Fear, kids crying.
Okay, kids, fear. Here it is one more time.
911, do you need police, fire, or the paramedics?
I need a police officer because...
Okay, did A, she want a cop to give her a back massage? B, she wants officers to come out and teach her kids respect? You did hear kids in the clip.
Yeah.
Or C, she wants a cop to help her start her car that has a dead battery? Listen to the clip one more time.
911, do you need police, fire, or the paramedics?
I need a police officer because...
Okay, I'm in.
You got back massage, teaching the kids respect, or a dead battery. Amy's in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Okay. Lunchbox?
You gave me 2 months. You were like, did you hear the kids? You said it too much, so I went away from kids because you were trying to trick me.
He's reading me. He's reading me like a book.
Back massage.
Eddie?
No, there's no way it's a back massage. I'm going with dead battery.
Amy?
Oh, it's come teach my kids respect.
Okay, here we go.
I need a police officer because my kids.
Excuse me?
They're not listening to me and they need to learn respect.
You want us to come out and scare a 2-year-old? Ma'am, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to send somebody out.
Yeah, you're in
trouble. You read me too much, dude. You can't ever read
me.
I'm like a language you never fully learn.
Dang, dang, dang.
That was too obvious, though. You said it.
Good job,
Amy. Did you hear the kids in the background?
Exactly. Exactamundo.
Telling me not to pick it.
Number three, why did this guy call
911? 911? Where at?
I don't know.
You have no clue where you are?
No.
Okay, he has no idea where he is. Is it because A, he wanted to report himself breaking into a house? Like, it's me, I'm breaking in. Two, he wanted police to arrest a roommate of his for stealing his drugs. Listen to how he talks. We'll play it again. Or C, he tried to stay overnight at Disney World and he got lost and needed help out of the park.
What?
Now he doesn't know where he is. Here you go.
911. Where at?
I don't know.
You have no clue where you are?
No.
So is he reporting I like to report myself breaking into a house, or I want to arrest my roommate for stealing my drugs, or I'm lost at Disney World.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Lost at Disney?
Lunchbox?
He's got to be lost at Disney.
Eddie?
Disney's in Florida. It sounds like a Disney man, a Florida man. Give me Disney World.
I just broke into a house, and the owner came home.
You broke into a house?
Yeah.
Where at?
I don't know. I think they had guns.
Where are you in the
house? I'm up in the hills.
Where are you in the house?
They can hear me.
What? That's crazy.
Oh, my
wow.
Goodness.
That's scary.
See, I thought that'd be so crazy. I didn't guess that.
He sounded so scared.
Yeah.
Why did this woman call 911?
I'm panicked.
Washington,
Hunter, I just have kind of a ridiculous question.
So she has a ridiculous question.
Okay.
These are good.
Was it A, she wanted to ask police if they could help her get Taylor Swift tickets because they sold out so fast and she was panicked? B, she watched a scary movie and wanted an officer to come check out a strange noise in her closet because she was scared. Or C, there was a big spider in her house.
I'm panicked.
Hunter,
I just have kind of a ridiculous question.
Lunchbox and Eddie need to get a point to tie to go to overtime.
I know. I'm in.
So this woman called 911. Is it Taylor tickets, scary movie, or big spider?
Gosh. All right, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Eddie.
It's a ridiculous question. Just watched a scary movie.
Noise in the closet?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Yeah, see, the ridiculous question got me, but I was like, is it ridiculous to come ask him to get a big spider? Ah, maybe. Go spider.
Lunchbox goes spider. Here it is. One more time, the front of the call.
I'm panicked.
Hunter,
I just have kind of a ridiculous question.
Panic. She's freaking out. There's a spider, yeah, right?
Or
she's
a sound in the closet.
Right? Or Taylor tickets.
Or Taylor tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy, what'd you put?
Taylor tickets.
Well, one of you got it right. Well, no. The one that got it right is moving on, though, to sudden death. It's Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Yeah!
Eddie, you've been eliminated.
Stupid. Woo!
So what was it?
Are we going to hear the rest of it?
Here you go.
I'm home alone, and there is a giant spider on the back of my couch, and I am talking giant. I have never seen a spider this big, and I have no idea what to do.
What's on the back of your couch?
A spider. As ridiculous as that is, I've just spent the last 20 minutes panicking. It is so big. I don't know what to do.
Like, how big is, like, the size of a baseball or a golf ball?
Yeah, it's probably the size of a baseball. Okay. It is huge.
That's a big spider. I don't know that I would call 911, but yeah, like a tarantula size of baseball.
Is she sober?
She's not sober. I don't know. All right, Amy Lunchbox, here we go. If you miss it, you're out.
Yep.
If somebody else gets it. Why did this woman call 911?
Physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, that's what you get. If she's as big as I am, I can't control her. One more time.
Physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
She needed help controlling her 12-year-old, but doesn't expect what the dispatcher says that she should do will actually help her. Okay? B, she needed help stopping her Great Dane from barking, and she's like, I can't control her. Or C, she took drugs, and she's hallucinating that a big monster was attacking her.
What?
Here's a clip again.
Physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
If she's as big as I am, I can't control
her.
And
the first one was her.
She needed help controlling her 12-year-old. But then she doesn't expect what the dispatcher says will be good.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
So we got a 12-year-old, we got a Great Dane, and we got a monster. Lunchbox?
Right when you played it, my first thought was, dog. And then you gave me the option of dog, so I couldn't go away from it. That's what popped in my head. Give me dog.
Amy?
I'm Great Dane.
Two Great Danes. Here's the clip.
The 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't, physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her? Ooh. Are you there?
What?
Excuse me?
That's a joke.
Okay, that's not funny, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Guess what? I'm going to file a formal complaint.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well,
hold
sorry
on.
Doesn't
hold
count.
On
I need
second.
A police officer.
Hold on.
Wait,
yeah. What was he thinking?
Night of the Improv.
Wow.
That took a twist.
Yeah.
That was more on the 911 operator than the caller. That was good.
Wow.
Two left. Why did this guy call 911?
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
So listen one more time. His name's Nate. What's a Nate up to? Go ahead.
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
Okay, so what's your name? I'm Nate. Is it A? He called and tried to order pizza because he had the munchies. B, he called to report a shooting where someone died, but he's actually talking about his friend killing him in Call of Duty. Or C, he didn't mean to call. That's a butt dial. And it's like, I'm Nate. But it's a little out of context. Here we go. One more time.
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
Oh.
So, pizza. He's saying his name's Nate, so he can order a pizza. He called to report a shooting, but he was actually talking about his friend killing him in Call of Duty. Or it's a butt dial.
And for the win.
One more time.
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
I'm like, what'd you think? I'm Nate. That's kind of what it sounds like. Lunchbox?
Man, he sounds panicked, dude. He's witnessed a murder. Got to get it on. He's been doing drugs, but he witnessed a murder in a video game.
Call of Duty. Amy?
Butt dial.
One of you's right.
Yes!
Okay,
yes!
See, I think I hear him say slightly, like, would you say?
It's
Nate.
Amy. It's Amy.
I thought he said, what do you think? Will you just play the clip again, Ray?
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
What you say.
No, it says, what's your name?
No, what you say?
Don't know. Let's hear the whole clip.
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
Hello?
Get the bulge and give me a hammer just in case. They're North Coast, yeah! He's right f***ing behind me, dude. Hey, Nate. Good evening. What did I do? This fool really called 911. Huh? I said, this fool really called 911.
Butt dial.
Yes.
Amy is your champion. Amy's the 911 champion. Oh. Wow, she never calls it, but she just dominated it. Hit that song! Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on... And for your victory round, would you like to hear the next one?
Yeah.
Why did this woman call 911?
911, what's your emergency? Yes, it's a weird...
There you go, it's a weird. That's all you get. What's your emergency? It's a weird. Is that she's calling to report something weird in the sky, but it was just the sun. She called to report she had been abducted by aliens and was calling from the spaceship. Or she called to say she had a weird question and wanted to see if they could send an officer to tuck her in and read her a bedtime story. All of these feel like maybe there's something else that has affected her mind at this point. Here's the clip one more time.
911, what's your emergency? Yes, it's a weird...
It's a weird. That's all you get. Is it something's in the sky, but it was the sun? Is it aliens and she's calling from the ship? Or is it because it's a weird request? Can cops come and tuck me in?
Something weird in the sky.
But it's the sun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes, it's a weird circle up in the sky. It's a round four circle and it's dark in the middle. This has never happened in Tampa, Florida. Please go outside, look up in the sky, and look at this weird object.
Oh, it was the sun. There it is. Hey, nice job. And that was Why'd They Call 911.
Oh, boy.
That game, fun to play, but mostly it's fun to hear the whole call. And go, yeah. Why in the world would they call 911 for that?
I can't believe that operator said, you want me to come over there and
shoot him?
You want me to
come over and shoot him? I know.
That's crazy.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I would say most people believe in some sort of sign. If you get a sign, I'm not a big believer. I'm not most people. I'm not a big believer in signs. I think you can look and find a sign. However, I'm crazy. Now, Amy believes anytime she sees a cardinal, the bird, it's her mom who's passed away. Or a blue jay, it's her dad who's right. passed away. So we were talking. You saw a huge sign. The show doesn't know about this. Oh, what was the sign that you saw?
Well, the thing about signs with me is I ask for them, and I had asked for one earlier in the day. And so I was going to look at a house because it was an open house. It randomly came available, and I thought, well, open house, anybody can go.
Close to you?
Yeah, close to me. So it was easy to go. And then your wife, Caitlin, she popped on over and went with me, so I didn't have to go by myself. And we walk out to the backyard to check out what the yard looks like. And the first thing we see is a red cardinal in the tree.
Oh, my God.
And I say red because that's my mom's always the red ones. I mean, sometimes they have the brown ones, and those are the females. So I know it's confusing because red is male. But it's my mom, and I feel like it was a sign. And I filmed it. I have it on my camera.
I hear you. I like to go to instant reaction for Lunchbox. Lunchbox, instant reaction before more of the story.
You are going to buy a house because a cardinal was in a tree.
Okay, thank you, for instant reaction. Amy, let's go back to you.
Yes, my explanation here is that I got divorced a year ago, and I have been thinking about moving, but I wanted to stay put for a while so that the kids had the house, they got acclimated to their dad's house, and then we would make a decision after some time. And I do think the best move for us as a family is to move. This was a home. It has a lot of memories in it that are like, eh. And I think it'd be good for us to relocate, but it's not far. It'll actually be closer to their dad's house. Everything about it is better. And
is it a bigger house?
No, it's smaller. I mean, because now, I mean, it's just me and the kids.
True.
And this would be less for me to keep up with. I mean, anyway, it's a good move for me, but I have felt weird about selling the house. So really the sign is not buy this house. It was more like seeing the bird. It gives me peace about moving.
Instant reaction, Eddie?
Guys, there are cardinals everywhere.
Thank you.
I saw a cardinal
That's
in my backyard
instant.
Yesterday. Was that her mom?
One flew into my window and died. Because we cleaned the windows, and so they think they can just fly through the house.
Exactly.
Boom! And then I got to get a trash bag and pick it up with the trash bag and then fold the thing over and go put it out. And I honestly thought, I was like, if I'm throwing away Amy's mom, this sucks.
That's terrible. Don't do that.
I saw a cardinal in a creek this weekend.
Instant
Maybe
reaction
you should move
but
there.
But but does a cardinal mean something to you? Do you ask for signs? Were you looking for comfort about something and peace? And I was given that. To me, it was a sign of like, I feel really good now about moving.
What if you hadn't seen the cardinal? Would you still move?
I don't know that I would have felt that peace. I felt kind of like, what am I even doing? And this open house just happened to be available. I hadn't planned on going. We went last minute. And to me, I'll show you the video.
No, I just want to say this.
We don't need to see the video. I've seen cardinals outside.
But no, everybody relax.
But it was right there. Only one.
I can't prove you're wrong.
I am not
saying you're wrong. There's no way we can prove you're wrong. And if you were looking for a reason and this gave you peace, then, you know, what the heck? Go get you a house. Although that's crazy, the house part.
No, I hate this because, like, I believe in signs too, Bones. I believe in signs all the time, but this one, like, she's making it sound crazy.
But now you are saying only your signs matter and hers don't.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying that, Amy, you wanted to buy the house anyway.
No, it's not about me buying the house. It's about me selling my house and taking that on. This is a better move for me.
Would you have bought the house without selling the house? So, I mean, it's both. Also, when I say instant reaction, you have 3 seconds. We got to get back to the story.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
No.
It's my mom.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
It's my mom?
It's my mom.
It's my mom.
Relax.
Okay, my mom. I asked for a sign early in the day. And so, to me, it gave me that comfort and peace.
Reaction lunchbox.
So you are thinking that your mom knew, and you weren't going to be able to find your mom. No, you weren't going to be able to find your mom.
I said
your
instant
mom-
reaction. Amy,
oh my gosh,
keep going.
I couldn't explain it well enough.
To me, I think if you ask for signs, they will be there. I don't think if there was no red cardinal in the backyard of this house, I don't know that I would have had the peace yesterday about making a decision to actually actively move.
Okay. Instant reaction, Eddie.
It's springtime in Nashville. There are cardinals everywhere.
Thank you. Ray, instant reaction.
Do you have audio of you asking for a sign?
Good question.
No chance. I mean, I did it during my morning prayer meditation.
Did you talk to the bird when you said, oh, hey, mom?
Yes.
Thanks for giving me. Oh, my God.
I did. Okay. I filmed it. But can I say one more thing?
I want to hear what you said to the bird.
Oh, hey, mom. I start filming.
Stop.
But listen, even Caitlin, she walked out there with me, and I was like, Caitlin, that's the first thing we saw.
Yeah, I saw there's a lot of cardinals at my house right now.
Yeah, a lot.
Did Caitlin say hi to your mom, too?
She was a supportive friend.
That's good. And I'm trying to be supportive here. I can't prove you wrong. I feel like you wanted to do it. I feel like you asked for a sign, therefore you're looking for anything to be a sign.
I think that, yes, you see. No, but also not seeing a sign is
I think
sign.
You would have found a sign anyway. Like you?
No, if I never saw a cardinal, I'd be like, okay,
so
cool.
So you were only looking for a cardinal as a sign?
No, I just happened to get it. I also look for the number 222.
Why?
Because that's just a number that I look for. Mm-hmm. And
good for you. It sounds like you wanted to do it, and you needed something to blame it on if it doesn't work out.
But it's not a blame. All I'm telling you, there's nothing to blame. All I'm telling you is now I have peace about putting my home on the market and moving.
And that's all that matters. Good for you. I like it. Good for you.
And
it feels a little crazy.
Cuckoo.
But we all do crazy things. Absolutely. We all do crazy things.
Can I also share one more thing?
Absolutely.
So it was an open house. So there was a lot of people there in and out. And as I'm filming the bird, this little girl that's with her family, she runs into the backyard and I thought, oh no, the bird's going to fly away. And I'm trying to get out my camera. The bird. But no.
Your mom wanted to stay.
My mom stayed. The kid did not faze her. She's like, I'm going to stay here long enough for you to feel comfort and peace. I know it sounds crazy when I even say it out loud, but whatever, it gives me peace.
And we have no problem with that. When Lunchbox wears the same dirty clothes every day to watch a game and doesn't move from the couch, that's also a bit irrational.
Right.
Right. But he does it.
But I don't move because a bird landed in a tree.
But that's not why I'm moving. I have been thinking about moving. Listen to what I'm saying, Lunchbox. I have been thinking about moving. I haven't necessarily felt peace about it. But now that I feel like I was given a sign of like, hey, it is okay for you to move.
That's good. I'm good with it. Here's what I want to say. I would like to hear what you said to your mom, if you feel comfortable. Is it on the video? Have you talked to your mom?
I don't know.
In the bird? And what if your dad would have showed up, though, and been like,
he's a bluebird.
He's a blue jay.
Let me tell you.
Blue jay.
Seeing my mom gave me peace that I should move. If my dad had shown up, I'd be like, this is the house. I have to move here. Like,
Wait, I don't understand the difference.
Okay, the difference is I haven't felt I'm moving out of my home.
But let's say your dad showed up, though, as a blue jay.
Yeah, I would have just been like, this is a double sign.
No. What if your mom never showed up and just your dad?
Oh, it would have been just comfort and peace to move.
So either if blue jay or cardinal.
Yeah, but my mom,
National League or American League, show up, you're good.
My mom's been dead longer, so she has more experience.
Yeah. Ozzie Smith or Joe Carter, either one. They show up, all good. Go ahead, I want to hear this.
I don't even know if I say anything.
Okay, go ahead. Mom, don't go anywhere.
She's like, no, a little kid's not going to scare me away.
Talking to her mom.
Okay, I said, Mom, don't go anywhere. That little kid's going to scare you. And then
I heard it.
So you moved now because of pizzas and a bird.
Hold on. I want everybody to relax and take a breath and not have Amy feel attacked.
No.
We can all have our little saying here. I'm going to pass the stick because everybody's trying to jump in.
Here they are.
I'm going to pass a talking stick to Lunchbox. You have like 30 seconds with the talking stick. Go ahead.
pizzas, and a bird. Two reasons you have sold homes. The most unbelievable reasons I've ever heard in my life.
Divorce, too, in there.
Nah, divorce. Oh, yeah.
Stay in the same home, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it sounds cuckoo, it sounds crazy, but if it works for you,
amen.
It works for you. I'm not judging you.
Oh, you did, though. No, that's not true. You judged the whole break.
I'm showing support for you, but I'm laughing at you on this. I'm laughing at you, too.
Not a judgment. I know. Eddie?
Amy, look, I'm with you on the sign thing, but this one's a little too much.
Unfair to judge a sign.
This is a little too much because there are cardinals everywhere right now. I'm not kidding when I tell you a friend of mine texted me this weekend and said, hey, Amy's mom's in my backyard right now. I'll show you the picture in the text.
No, I believe it because Amy's mom flew into my window. Okay, I'll conclude with this. Good for you. I'm glad you're making this decision, and if that's what you needed, because even though you felt like you needed to make this decision, I am looking for a sign today, and if I see this sign, I'm probably going to shave my head bald and change my name to Rodrigo. But if I see if I see a car driving on the road once I leave here,
okay, that's
a car.
Oh, boy.
All right, just a car.
Listen,
driving on the road.
Get the razor.
Yep, let's go. I mean, bud, who
you
knows?
Don't know.
Can I give an example of what support looks like? Because this is...
I'm supported you. I said I believe in you.
None of y'all are showing... This is support. Because last night, before I went to bed...
I just supported the crap out of you in front of these two knuckleheads.
I sent Caitlin a text. I said, seeing that cardinal really gave me peace about selling my house. Maybe it's not the house we saw today, but I finally feel okay about moving. Appreciate you going with me today. Her reply, I love that. It will be a beautiful new chapter. Heart.
I agree. That's what I just said.
That's support. But
that is support.
No.
Even Kate, she maybe thought I was crazy for the cardinal, but she didn't say it.
She also doesn't have to provide 5 hours of compelling content on the air.
We do.
And we have to say what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that is support. And also, when Caitlin and I went, the realtor definitely thought we were a lesbian couple buying a house.
Much better than last time you guys went somewhere.
Oh, when we were in New York.
What was that?
No, when they thought Amy was Caitlin's mom.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's terrible. I went to get a car. Yeah. I was like, what? He straight up said, like, oh, like, mom and daughter are out, shopping.
Why'd you bring that up, man?
I thought that's what she meant.
No. I was thinking about the trip we took to New York where people also thought we were a lesbian couple.
Robbing the cradle, huh?
I mean,
same as me.
Whatever.
Good job. Get the house.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be that house, but I mean...
Your mom lives there already. Why not get that house?
Yeah, right. You had to move in.
Right, that's where your mom was.
Yeah,
don't y'all understand that she's...
Keep bidding. Yes. Rock it up.
She's not really the bird.
Hey, you go, girl.
You get it. Girlfriend. Hey, Yas queen.
Heart. Yas queen.
Yas queen.
Is this y'all being supportive?
Yes. Yas queen.
Okay.
Yas queen. Okay, let me do this. I want to play this song.
I mean, next time y'all need comfort and support when you've gone through something hard.
We just can't give it to you blindly without giving you our actual feelings of it. There's 100,000 cardinals in the air.
But y'all don't ever have to make a difficult decision. Yeah, there's 100,000 pennies everywhere. And sometimes if people see a penny or...
Not us.
If you ask
for
something...
She just said we don't have to make difficult decisions.
Y'all's queen.
No.
Okay, I'm playing this.
I said, do you ever have to?
Yeah.
Message us, whatever.
You or like butterflies.
Leave a voicemail, whatever you want to say.
Now I'm in on butterflies.
Now I got to play this song. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Here's a voicemail from Chelsea.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Amy. And hey, Lunchbox. Love your show so much. Every morning I have like a 40-minute drive and I get to listen to like the good stories and the morning corny. During my day at work, when things get a little bit shaky and a little bit tense in the atmosphere, I use Amy's morning cornies to lighten up the atmosphere and make it a better morale in the office place. So thank you, Amy, for your morning cornies. Keep them up. Thanks, guys. I love your show.
Gave me an idea just now. We should do a 15-minute file once every 3 months of Amy's morning cornies just all strung together on the podcast.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And not
That's
just a
so
joke,
much laughter.
Like the whole setup, like the whole bit. And then it's just one morning corny after another. And we'll call it like the pain podcast. If you're having pain, you go to that podcast and listen to that.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Chelsea, I give you the credit for that inspiration there. But we've never done that before. We should do an all morning corny podcast like every 3 months or so. And if it were just the jokes, it would take us 10 years. But we do the whole segment.
Okay, so y'all have
even
them
like
put
the corny on Thursday. Yeah,
corny.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, here is Aaron from Texas.
Peyton has a morning corny for Amy.
What's Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana.
Thanks, guys. We listen to you every day.
That's pretty good. Banana. Well, it goes after that, Lunchbox.
No.
Then do the rest.
No, it goes banana.
Okay.
I think you know it, but I think what you're hearing in your own head and what you're putting out is different. But I do think you know it.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Now I'm getting messed up
na,
now.
Na-na-na-na-na. Right?
I mean, I think you know it.
It does get lower.
Yeah, it goes.
Not like that.
No, I can't do it.
You can do it. You can do it.
Ba-na-na-na. Oh, I can't do it. I lost it. He made me lose
what
it.
What do you mean? I was spot on.
No, not spot on.
But I do think you knew it.
Na-na-na-na-na.
No, no. Now it's gone. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Is that not what I did?
No, not really.
I think in your head you did. So you get the point. You did get the point.
You guys hear stuff absolutely way different than I do.
Absolutely. We agree with that. Yes.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Young people have a new telltale sign that someone is old.
Gray hair.
That's easy.
I would say this is mostly specific to women.
Earphones with cords in it.
Like, okay, but see, I have heard.
No, because you wear one. You wear them.
I've heard that it's less, you know, for lack of a better word, toxic to us if we have the cord.
Okay, whatever
and
you want to believe.
Damaging to us.
Great.
Is that not true?
Old Person Weekly have that story? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's if you're wearing eyeshadow, which don't worry if you're driving right now or you're getting ready for work and you're putting on eyeshadow. I have my eyeshadow on too. We're good.
Eyeshadow. Morgan, do you wear eyeshadow?
Yeah, I have it on right now.
Okay.
I know, but she's getting older.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Bring Lauren in. Ray, bring Lauren in. Don't tell her what we're asking.
Okay.
Here she comes. This is Lauren, who is now the youngest member of our show. She's one of our producers that works in the back room.
She's running in.
Okay, here she comes. Okay. Whenever you wear makeup, what kind of makeup do you wear around your eyes?
Usually just mascara and then sometimes a little eyeliner, depending on the situation and day.
That's all we needed to know.
Oh, wow. No further questions.
That's all we needed to know. Wow. You passed the test.
Wow.
You know, that,
that's crazy. What's going on?
Dude, that is crazy.
I know. It's funny. Amy said that only old people wear eyeshadow now, including herself. And then you were like, eyeliner and just a little link, and that's it.
I'm like, okay, well, dang. And I really, like, even this morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to actually put eyeshadow on with like my brush. Sometimes I just use my finger, but I was like, I need more coverage. And now I'm like, shoot.
Lauren walks in bare eyed, ready to go.
Wow. I'll do eyeshadow on like special occasions, but no, usually I'll just take like my bronzer brush and just wipe it over a little bit.
Classic young person.
Yeah. Yeah. So on TikTok, they're calling it, Lauren, just so you know, I mentioned these guys, AKA an old lady thing if you wear eyeshadow, and also the over 40 lifestyle.
Oh, no.
Dang. That's you ever wear pearls?
Not really.
Can't say you do.
I mean, it's not like I'll look sometimes, like special occasions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Did you hire a makeup person for your wedding?
Yes, I did.
Is it somebody you had to book way out because they're really good?
Yeah, I booked them out months ago.
Is that like, is it like a wedding thing? Do most people hire somebody to do their makeup for wedding? For the
I've
wedding?
Seen both, but yeah, I say most people hire someone to do their hair and makeup. But I've seen some girls who they don't like to get it professionally done. They just want to do it themselves. But
do they? Will you wear eyeshadow at your wedding?
So I had my like makeup test trial and they did put just a very neutral looking eyeshadow on me. So I think I'm going to do it with that. It's like a little shimmer to
I
it.
Think
but
wedding yeah, falls in the special occasion.
Yeah, yeah. And like for the photos and everything like
you
that.
You're only older, but, you know?
Yeah. You'll be married once.
All right, yeah. There she is. Lauren. Right. Yeah, thank you, Lauren, for coming in.
All right.
Science experiment there.
Okay, this story is, I feel like the guys, y'all are going to want to maybe test this out, but the CIA is looking to hire super fit agents. Now, women can do this too, but they obviously want someone patriotic, trustworthy, but most importantly, fit enough to complete 27 sit-ups and 18 push-ups in 1 minute.
I think I could do that thing, but I don't think I could do the rest of the things. Not trustworthy, not...
Oh, none of that.
None of that, yeah.
Patriotic.
Yeah, well, I could do that, but until it came time like to risk my life, and I'd be like,
I'm out.
Can't. That's why I'm not in the military. I'm not strong enough. I'm not dedicated enough. I'm glad we have military members that do that because I am a wimp.
I thought someone was going to try to see in this room if y'all could do that.
We don't win anything by doing it right, but if we don't do it,
we look stupid.
We look stupid.
Okay.
All right, what else?
Well, Eminem is asking his fans, a.k.a. stans, for their help in an upcoming documentary. There's this whole survey that you can fill out. There's questions like, how did you first hear about Eminem? And do you consider yourself a stan? And Lunchbox is like a huge Eminem fan, and I feel like he should go partake.
How did you first hear about Eminem?
I have no idea.
Probably the radio.
Probably the radio. Mm-hmm.
Me too. I mean, I played it. I remember when I first got it. Hi, my name is... I was like, this song is crazy.
Cool.
I didn't know if it was a rap song or an alternative song.
Okay. Lunchbox, do you collect Eminem merch?
I have a shirt.
Okay. Do you write fan fiction?
he creates it constantly in his head.
Do what?
These are the questions.
I don't know what fan fiction means.
It's where you like create your own story involving the characters, but it's not real.
Oh yeah, I have believed that me and him will be friends.
What did you just say?
Say that again.
Can we get an interpreter for what he just said?
I said me and Eminem be friends.
I don't know. That's what you said. It may have been what you meant.
I meant to say I was going to just say M, but then I was like, that sounds
like
we're
friends. I don't know. Olympic of friends. Okay, what else?
Have you ever been to Detroit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then you can send in Lunchbox a 1 minute video explaining why you're a big stan.
You should send it in anyway.
Okay.
You just lie. We can shoot.
You got to make stuff up though, because
yeah, you got to be better than that. Eminem, I come from. First time I saw you in concert, but clap. You gotta like, you know, you gotta work on some of that enunciation.
Yeah.
Well, I struggle too. Look, so
same.
Yeah. So I got three thoughts coming out at once sometimes.
I just didn't know if I was supposed to call him M or Eminem. Yeah. I didn't know, so I kind of just went in between. And
my favorite song of yours is Slim.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
We got this one on the voicemail line. Here you go.
So 2 years ago, I had cancer. Last year, I had a heart attack. And after my heart attack, three guys I work with show up, brought their own lawn care equipment, and cut my grass. And it would be Bill, Dwayne, and Harold. These guys are fantastic. Never asked them. They just showed up and did it. And to tell me something good is 10 months after my heart attack, I ran a 5K with my kids. So I'm completely 100% over both the cancer and the heart attack.
Wow.
That's awesome. Really cool. Oh,
that guy's been through it.
Yeah.
Is all the way through it. And big shout out to Bill, Dwayne, and Harold for showing up and fixing the dude's yard.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's
cool.
Awesome. That's meaningful. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.